Congo's shattered peace slows evangelism. A ministry redoubles its effort to respond to India's food crisis. And Christianity draws people to new schools in Iraq. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Renewed fighting in East Congo reveals a shattered peace accord only 3 months old. Rebel and militia groups are clashing regularly and looting villages north of the capital city of Goma. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton confirms that the trouble hampers both relief efforts and evangelism. He says their partners say church work has come to a standstill in some areas.
People do not feel secure to travel. And the city itself at night is very problematic because no one knows who's the real thief and who is a thief but really a soldier, and they have arms.
The violence has created a large wave of refugees. Vinton urges prayer that believers won't be intimidated into silence.
It does hamper the spread of the gospel. The way the gospel can get out now, of course, is one by one, people who are already Christians in there and trying to reach our neighbors. That's what we would pray that would continue to happen, because most of our evangelists and missionaries would not be able to go into those sort of war zones.
Next, North Korea is one of the most repressive regimes in the world. It's ranked number one by Open Doors as the world's worst persecutor of Christians. Well, yesterday, hundreds of people gathered in the United States Capitol to openly protest the regime. Speaking from the rally, Open Doors' Carl Mueller says North Korea is openly attacking Christians, which may number about 200,000.
The government of North Korea has become quite adept at infiltrating house church cells of Christians. They're specifically having agents masquerade as secret believers and infiltrating these house church networks to expose the leadership.
They're imprisoned and sometimes killed. Despite that, the church is growing. Mueller says thousands have turned to Christ as refugees living with house church members in China.
Tens of thousands of those that have found Christ smuggle themselves back into North Korea just to evangelize and just to begin small house church cells there in North Korea.
You're listening to Mission Network News. An explosion that killed several villagers and destroyed nearly 500 homes in Nagaland, India, has become a chance for the gospel to come alive. The nearby Gospel for Asia Church opened their doors to the survivors, whose futures seem uncertain since most were already low-paid daily laborers. Many are seeking refuge at the church, where believers are serving them meals each day. Pray that the service in their time of need will help them see God's provision and mercy. Meanwhile, global food prices have soared by more than 60% in the last year. Coupled with an explosion of rats in India's northeast, there's an increasing fear the situation could worsen. Farms International's Joseph Richter says their partners in Nagaland confirmed a dire situation.
By June of this year, they expect the situation to become very dire. And the fear is that next year there will be famine in Nagaland. And our committee there reports that even now in the state south of them, Mizoram, that people are dying because of lack of food.
Richter says they're likely to increase the number of ministry projects and evangelism in response.
The local church is really God's plan for community development and community outreach. And we feel that a strong church supported by its members through their tithing and giving is the most effective way to reach out into a community.
And about 7 years ago, the Christian Classical School of the Medes in Iraq drew attention to the Evangelical Church. With the help of Partners International, there are now three similar schools. Since the Gulf War left the school system in shambles, some say this education is the most promising hope for the country. One Muslim father said despite the tuition costs, he'd never take his children out of the school because he values the Christian attitude and spirit in which they're being raised. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.